Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Iolo Radio. Call in today, 718-664-9145 to join the show live. Iolo Radio is the place to be for you as an independent Iolo agent. Tune into Iolo Radio Monday through Friday to catch up on the latest news from Iolo. For merchants across America, Iolo's no-credit check rent-to-own program turns potential customers into paid-in-full customers because people across America are discovering Iolo merchants who give their customers a rent-to-own option have found a way to take it home today. Even if they have poor credit or no credit with Iolo, they can take it home today the Iolo way. Our switchboard is lighting up right now, and if you want to join in today's conversation, simply dial 718-664-9145 and press 1 on your phone if you want to participate in today's show. Text your team now and remind them to go to IOLORadio.com to listen to today's show on the Internet. And now, let's get started with today's episode of Iolo Radio. All right, all right. It is Friday morning, and we're excited to be back on the air with you. My name is Tony Williamson. I'm glad to be your host this morning for Iolo Radio. And we had a special guest on yesterday that's going to be back on radio with us again today. And we're real excited about that. We've had a fantastic week. And if you are brand new to the Iolo team, congratulations on your decision to join the team. This is a great ride. We've got some work to do, and we've got some great opportunity ahead of us to help a lot of people. And we really appreciate you taking the opportunity to join in the radio show this morning. It's going to be an exciting show this morning. It's going to be action-packed as well as very informative for you in the field. So if you would, if you get a chance, it would be great if you could to text out our phone number. You know, our dial-in switchboard is 718-664-9145, 718-664-9145. So if you could send that out to your team right now. Also, let them know they can listen in live streaming on the Internet. You can do that at IOLORadio.com. We set up a special website for you there so that you can do that as well. We are excited to have you on board with us this morning. I want to say good morning to my co-host, Mr. Rodney Cox. How are you this morning, Rodney?
I'm doing great, Tony. How are you, sir?
Doing really well. We're just kind of waiting for Mr. Bud Nemeth to join the conversation and our special guest as well. So I know that it's been an exciting week for you. What's on tap for you this weekend, Rodney? Are you guys working through the weekend this weekend?
Most likely at least through Saturday. We've got a lot of the training videos. Bud's been working tirelessly on those videos. He's got some training in the background back there going on, and I know that he's looking forward to announcing some things. Hopefully today, I hope he won't put us off. I notice he just came on. Bud, how are you?
I'm fantastic. It's Friday. Friday is great, and yes, Tony, we will be working through the weekend, all through the weekend. A lot of us at corporate office are going to be working all through the weekend. You know, our customer support and merchant support is open now 7 days a week. And again, from the background, there's so many things going on. And I do have an announcement for everyone today, but we'll make that announcement after we speak with Dalal and hear, you know, anybody who missed yesterday's episode of Iolo Radio, please go to IOLORadio.com and listen to that. Dalal shared some amazing information about how she's having so much success in the field enrolling merchants. You know, her mindset, her approach, everything about it, you know, she shared is very important and can help you if you want to enroll more merchants. Today, though, is really where the rubber meets the road, and we hope to have Dalal share with us what she does once she has enrolled the merchant. She doesn't just say, good luck, and let us know how you do. She actually gets in there hands-on and works with the merchants and everybody at every store. And that is where you're going to create an income, not only for your merchant, but for yourself. And you can build a significant income passive income for the rest of your life and your kids' lives and their kids' lives and so on. So this is what I would say, in my estimation, is the most important show we've done to date, period.
Wow, that's no small statement, but I'm really excited about that statement because that means this is going to go down in the history books as one of the most amazing shows. In fact, maybe the most important show of the year, and I'm excited to hear about that. I know that we have Dalal on hand, so I just want to say good morning and welcome to the radio show this morning, Dalal. How are you doing today?
Good morning, everybody. Thank you so much. I really do appreciate that intro, but we'll see.
Well, you know, we did have a great time listening to your conversation yesterday, Dalal, and we're really excited that you're taking the time again today to be back with us. I want to kind of let Bud start off the conversation today, Dalal, and, you know, he may have some questions. I know that we're going to be talking in a little bit different area today. We're going to look up at another piece of the process here of working with the merchants in the field. So, Bud, with that said, I'll step back here and let you take the lead.
Okay. Well, first of all, Dalal, thank you so much for joining us again this morning. I got to tell you, some of the texts and emails and phone calls I got yesterday about the show were just phenomenal. So everyone's very excited, and they picked up so many great pointers yesterday about how to enroll, how to approach and actually enroll a new merchant. But like you know, and I know, and everyone should know, no one in Iolo makes a penny until customers are using our program, our Iolo, you know, no credit check, rent-to-own program. So that's where the rubber meets the road. That's where we have to get good at as agents at making sure our merchants, once they're enrolled, are trained properly and everyone in the store is trained properly so that they feel comfortable and confident on a daily basis introducing every single customer to Iolo at some point in time during their visit to the store. So if you would be so kind, I have one question for you today, and, you know, we'll talk in and out between, you know, the questions. But my one question for you today is, once you actually enroll the merchant and they get approved from corporate, what do you do next? And I'm going to shut up.
Actually, before they are enrolled, I let them know that I will be the one to train everybody, and I take them permission to approach everyone, and I say, your success is my success, so I'm going to take it in my hand to train everybody. Is that okay with you? And then they say yes. And then after they register and they're welcome, I go personally. I don't call. I go, and I say, congratulations, and I'm really happy to be working with you, and now I want to sit time with you first, if you have time. If you don't, then I'm going to just go and see whoever have time and then train them. And I take the permission during, before, and after, you know, like conversations, because to me, I think I heard a lot going into the stores before I enrolled them and sitting there talking to the employee. I learned so much about what their mentality, what they use. And some, you know, told me they didn't use it because I said, some stores, they really didn't use the product. Like they have Progressive, they have Smart Bay, they didn't use it much. And I said, why? Customers don't ask for it, don't like it. They said, no, it's just we don't know how to do it. So this is what other companies do. They sit the merchant, train the merchant, and then the merchant train the supervisors, and the supervisor train the managers, and then the managers train the other employee. Now, who does most of the work? The employee, the salesman or woman. And so unless they get the least information, and sometimes they're the one on the crossfire when the customers are not happy. So I say that to them. I say, look, I wanted like everybody to get the information firsthand. And I promise I will not disturb the store. I will find whoever free. It takes only 10, 15 minutes to show them how it's work and take them through the process. And then they say, okay, perfect. They're happy, actually. The store, you know, Catherine, she said, thank you, because that's a burden to me. I was worried about how to train everybody, and I don't have time. And so after that, after I do that, I set a time for managers, because managers, they're not in the store all the time. So I just learn about each store, what time managers are going to be there, and let the merchant, let them know I'll be doing the training. And they say, okay. And then I would go to the stores. Whoever I find is not working, I know who I train, who I didn't. So the one I don't train, I just go and say, okay, let's start you. And it's really interesting, because one guy said, you know, I'm not a decision maker here, so it's not worth your time spending with me. And I said, do you ever stay in the store by yourself? He said, yes. I said, do you ever sell? He said, yes. And I said, well, then you're actually a decision maker in a very small capacity, but let's increase the capacity so one day you'll be a manager. You're not going to be small all your life. And he said, no. And so I really trained him even before the manager, because the manager wasn't there. But guess what? You know, he's the one who, like, when he told the other, he said, okay, now it's your turn. I did the training. She's really good, and she's going to teach you how. And I teach everybody the same thing. And I have a document with me. I wrote step-by-step the, you know, the Berkeley training. I listened to it. I wanted to get all my facts accurate. So I listened to it more than once. I wrote it down and in sections. So when I do the training, I take them physically to the website and show them. So my goal is 3 exposure each time for each person. So first time is I show them visually. I go to the screen and then go into the portal. We do the whole thing. And then they see me looking through the, you know, to see which's next through the document. And then at the end, they would say, can I make a copy of that? I say, it's yours. So I give it to them. And at the end of the document, I list IOLO's support number, you know, customer service, website, the funding site, and I emphasize that. I tell them that you must do that. You don't want to screw up. You have to send the ID and the receipt, because most of them I learn, at least all of my stores, the one I train until now, they pay in two ways, in commission and by hour. So the hour is minimum wage, but the commission is really good. So I say, you know, you want to be funded. You want to get your money. You want to get your commission. So you get. So I emphasize everything, and then I give them the document, and I say, in case you have that, you have a copy, and then I email the same copy to the store, email, so they have it in the folder in case somebody loses it, so they have it there. And then after that, I would say, okay, let's talk about how to explain our product to your customer. And this is really crucial, because every time I do this, I see the face lit up, and at the end of my each, you know, training, they say, okay, I'll run this first. Now, all my stores, they have a promise from the owners to the salespeople. Everybody, they're going to start running IOLO first. If the customer is not approved, then they will go through the other, what they have. Now, how do I do role play? And it's really important to explain, you know, to the customers. That's what I tell them. Explain to the customer detail. A happy customer, a well-informed customer is a returned customer, and they say, yes. I said, good. Now, this is how you explain our products and how much they're paying monthly. Our is rent to own. And I go through this. I'm going to go through it with you guys to see just, like, how powerful it is. I said, let's say, assume, you know, what you're selling is worth $625. Multiply that by 1.99, and I show them the number. That's what they will pay. Everybody's like, whoa, that's double. I said, yeah, just be patient. Yes, it's double. And then you divide that by 9, then you have their monthly payment. It's $138. and 89 cents, and the and 9 cents. And they say yes, and I say divide now that by 2. 69.09, and I said half of it, that's the half, is goes toward the rent every single month. And the other half, which is 69.99, goes toward owning their merchandise. Now, you know, let's say after 4 months, and they say, how about 2 months? I say that's easy because, you know, all of these stores, they say, they tell you before 9 days, but I'm going to play the, like, you know, in 4 months, if somebody wants to pay, and they say, oh, they pay the whole principal. I'm like, no, not with us. With us, you take the one half and multiply it by 5, so only pay the remaining of the merchandise. Everybody face lit up, and they say, yeah. And I say, remember, that's a rental. So if they are returning the items, yeah, if they are owning it, yeah, if you rent a car, you pay it. And I asked them, I said, if you rent, you go to any car, you know, dealers and rent a car for, you tell them you want it for 15 days, and then you're returning in 12 days, do you pay the 15 days? And they said, no. And I said, if they force you to pay the 15, what do you do? And they said, I found another dealer. And I said, you got it? That's why customers will like us and will come to us, because they only pay the rental when they are renting it. Now, if they decide they continue because it's worth it for them to rent, you know, but if they want an early payment, we have an early payment option at any time. And I'll tell you, immediately after I say that, they say, after I finish this section, they say, we're running Iolo first. It makes sense to the owners and to the customers. Now, I got really the agreement to say, you promise? And they say, yes. And of course, we joke about it, but they, you know, all of the stores are, and interesting, yesterday I was training a manager in the store, and then a customer was listening, and then she came and she said, would that hurt my credit? I said, no. And I answered all of her questions, and she said, good, I was going to just get a dresser. Now I can get a bed, and we can do it. And she said, I'll come back, you know, Friday, and, you know, we could start doing this. And she was really excited. I explained to her. She said, okay, how much I'm paying? And I explained it to her in front of the manager, and she liked it. She said, I like that, the idea. It's a rental. You know, I'm renting it. And so I understand renting. I've rented furniture before, and I had to return it, but this I can own. And, you know, that really got the confidence, because I think what's missing in that area is knowledge, information, detail. And when people don't understand, and everybody goes to their explanation, then they get unhappy customers. And I emphasize, I said, you want to explain exactly what they're getting. You cannot sugarcoat it. Yes, they're paying double, but they need to understand what it means to pay double. And I think that's where I get, you know, the excitement. Now, the other thing I do is I follow up with stores, you know, to see if they have any. And they will call me. A couple of stores yesterday called me, and they said, we have a customer here. They have a question, and answer their question. So I'm going to divide this to the process of getting to Iolo is really to be successful. It's 4 steps. First, know your products. Know what you're selling. Know what we have, what we do have, our rules, regulations, everything. Educate ourselves about our product. Then second thing is go out, approach merchant, enroll them. And second stage is train everybody in the store from the top to the bottom. I told one of the owners, I said, I will train everybody. Even if you have a coffee guy who is just delivering coffee and he's been here, like, and he's helped with the sale sometimes, I'll train them. And then follow up and go and visit. Now, this is going to be the easiest part, the follow-up. In the beginning, you work really hard with the stores, but once they see success, you don't have to work anymore. All you're going to go is build, you know, relationship with them and visit once a month maybe. But in the beginning, you have to hold their hands and do it with them and be there until they build the confidence. Once they see the money and the success, then you are safe and you can move on to the next set of stores. So,
wow. Wow. I tell you what, Bilal, I mean, I have spoken to you at length and I have taken pages of notes. And then this morning I find myself writing and writing and writing to the point where I'm probably going to have to go back later today to iolaradio.com and review some more so that I can figure out what I missed when I was writing. So first of all, I just want to again say thank you so much. This, again, Tony, I believe, and Rodney and everyone else, this is the most valuable information you could have as an agent if you want to be a successful, profitable agent. This is what you need to do. Some of the key things I just want to highlight that I wrote down listening to Dalal is that she asks the merchant for permission to train them and each and every employee in their store. One of the things that I really think is going to redefine this industry, especially from an Iola perspective, is that we're going to do that. Like she said, and I've seen this, and if you've been out in the field, you've seen this. There are stores out there that already have other rent-to-own options that they can offer their customers, but they don't. And I'm going to tell you, I believe one of the main reasons they don't is because they're not comfortable and confident with the product and the process. So, and that's because typically the training is done for, to the merchant only, to the owner of the store. Sometimes it'll go to the managers. They don't always necessarily train each and every employee. And they, and if they do, they don't train them nearly as with as much information as they've gotten. So I really believe where if we can focus on one thing, it's the training of each employee. And I really believe that's where it's going to make the difference in sales for that store and income for you. So once she gets that permission, it's the door is wide open for you to spend, you know, all the time you need and invest all the time you need with each employee. I also like what she said, don't think of me as a vendor. Think of me as your business partner. And folks, as a business partner, tell them, my only goal is to help you make money, because if I don't help you make money through Iola, I don't get paid. So it's my goal and job to help make sure you guys are making sales with Iola. The in-store training. So, again, the basic training, basically, a lot of times you can do that in small groups and you can review the information with them, and you can do that before or after the before the stores open, after stores close. But I believe it should also be, from what I've heard from Dalal, is we should also institute an in-store training, an advanced training that's on the job. I tell you, some of the best training is if you're in there, sitting there watching and listening, and again, with permission, you can be behind the counter and working with the, you know, sitting back and kind of overseeing everything. But you can, when an associate has an interaction with a customer, when that customer leaves, you can then train them and say, hey, here's a couple of coaching tips, something that you could have used Iola to make that sale so you didn't lose it, or to increase that sale and upsell and do this. So, again, spending 30 minutes in the store with each employee and giving them some on-the-job training, I don't think you can replace that. Also, every time you're doing that, you're building relationships. Building relationships every time. And, again, the 4 points are great, and the follow-up, I believe, is truly important. Not only do you have to get them up to speed, so, again, like in the beginning, Dalal said, you're going to invest more time in the beginning getting them trained and up to speed and comfortable and confident. That's great. But then the follow-up, go in once a month, sit down, print out a promotion and say, hey, whatever employee does $3,000 a month in Iola sales this month, I'm going to give $50 cash or a gift card or whatever. Stop in and bring them donuts, bring them tickets to some movies or plays or whatever. Write handwritten thank you cards. Be creative, have fun, but set yourself apart from any other company that they're using. If they have multiple companies, I promise you the other companies are not sending their agents in there who are spending their time and effort working with those employees. And that is where you make the difference. That's where Iola is different and makes the difference, is us, is the agents in the field. Dalal, thank you so much for everything you've shared with us. And with that said, I'm going to make a quick announcement, and then, Tony, we might have a couple minutes to take some questions. But what I did is actually what I did is with the input and feedback from the field and also corporate, we have gone in and redid your step number 8 in your back office under your new agent checklist. Your new agent checklist, if you go through those top 10 items to get yourself up to speed, I'd say always do that and make sure every one of your new agents does that. But now I'm going to tell everyone, yourselves included, go back and look at step number 8 now. Because step number 8 now, here, let me just read this to you. Where are we? Okay. Step number 8 now says this: know what you will teach. It says visit merchanttraining.iolowit.net and review all the information on this website. This is our merchant training and resources website, and it is packed full of valuable information. The idea behind this site is for you as the agent to walk through this site with your merchant and their staff during training after they've been approved as a merchant. Become 100% familiar with this site, and you will know how to assist your merchant in almost everything they need. And when you click on that site, that is going to go to a new and detailed merchant training system and resources page that gives you 10 steps that you can walk through with your merchant. Now, if you can't be there in person, you can pull up a screen share, figure out how to pull up a screen share and do it with them on the computer and on the phone, but go through this information with them. And we will have some more great videos and training tips. This site will be added to every week. We'll add new stuff to this site. But the first thing it says is protect yourself, number one. And it shows the merchants how to have the most success, not get terminated, get funded quickly as possible, and it gives them some great tips. Number two is spread the great news. It talks about the POS materials. And, again, I hope to announce as early as early next week that the order has been placed and the new point-of-sale material, marketing materials, are on their way to the stores. And there'll be another announcement on the side of that. Number three, learn how to use your web portal. There's the training videos that we have there. Number four is log into your web portal. It tells them exactly how to do it, and you can walk through it with them. Number five, your web portal dashboard. It walks them through everything on that so they're comfortable with it. And all the forms are there to click out and print out that they'll need to keep on hand. Number six, qualifying your customers before filling out the application. Number seven, the application process in detail. Number eight, executing the rental purchase agreement, how to do it properly. Number five, getting funded by Iolo. Want to make sure that they get paid. And then number 10 is, you want more money? Repeat the process. So, again, a valuable resource tool. Again, Tony, I believe that if the agents in the field will take this program and start using it today and forward and even take it and go back to merchants, they may not feel are fully trained. If you're not making sales, they're not making sales, and they probably could use this information. And I believe this is where this call today, if people will take what they've learned and go out and implement that, will be the most powerful call we've had on Iolo Radio to date. So that's all I have. I want to thank Dalal so much, and thank you all for tuning in. And, again, go out, get your merchants trained, build a relationship, and set yourself up for significant passive income for life.
Well, it's been a fantastic show, and we are right at the bottom of the hour. I'll tell you what I think we should do, Bud. We should say, you know, it's Friday. Let's take this advice. Let's go out and start working with our merchants, working with our merchants' employees. Let's help our merchants take full advantage and get full appreciation of what Iolo offers them and their customers so that we can succeed as independent agents in the field. With that said, Bud, I'm going to say let's call it Friday, guys. We are going to be back on Monday morning with more good news. Real excited to be sharing this particular episode, and thank you for the applause. That applause was for you, Dalal. And we're really excited to be sharing this over the weekend, right? So we'll share this over the weekend, Dalal, and I know you're going to be one of the most popular speakers ever. Thanks so much for sharing your time with us today. We really appreciate
thank you so
you guys.
Much.
Have a great weekend. We'll be back on Monday for another episode of Iolo Radio.
Okay, that's a wrap. Another great episode of Iolo Radio. Be sure and share today's episode with your team and invite them to listen to today's show at IoloRadio.com. Let's work together to help everyone take their business to the next level with Iolo, the very best rent-to-own program in America today. We'll see you soon.